רבו ישראל, פרשת השבוע, פרשת וישלח. יש הרבה נושאים בפרשה שיכולים לדבר עליהם. אני רוצה לדבר על עניין של סוף הפרשה. רוצה לדבר על עניין של המעשה של דינו השכם. מעשה מזדעזע. It's a story that makes you shudder. But what happens here in the end of the parasha? The Ketuv, Vayovoy Yaakov, says in the Pasuk, Sholem, Ir Shechem, Asher Be'eretz Kinan, Bevoyem Yipad Amaron, Vayichan Espenei Ir. Yaakov came, Sholem, he had Shlemus, he had Kol, and immediately afterwards there was this terrible story, Vateitse Dino Basleah, Asher Yolda Li Yaakov, Lirois Bevenois Kinan. אבל קודם כל רוצה לדבר על מה שכתוב פה, ויחן אס פני העיר. כתוב ברש"י שזה ערב שבס, ויחן אס פני העיר. מה הכוונה? What does it mean? ויחן אס פני העיר. What does it mean? כתוב במדרש שיעקב אבינו was קויבי התחומין. הלושן של המדרש is נכנס עם דמדומי חמה וקובלוי תחומין. Yaakov Avinu is kovei tchum. Tchum is a boundary. This is a davar mod ma'anyen. Ketuv etzel Avram Avinu shekiyem et kol ha'Torah kulo afilu d'rabban afilu erev tavshilin. Etzel Avram Avinu ketuv musag shel erev tavshilin. Etzel Yaakov Avinu ketuv musag shel tchumin. But I want to explain what the difference between Avram and Yaakov was. Avram was kovei erev tavshilin. Yitzchak and Yaakov was kovei tchum. As a chiluk kach. Ainyan shel erev tavshilin. What is erev tavshilin? What does erev mean? Le'arev is to mix together, to bring things together, right? Where you know you have different kedushas. There's kedusha of Shabbos, kedusha of Yom Tov, and erev tavshilin is let's make it all into one big thing. That was Avraham Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was tchumin. Tchumin is a boundary. A boundary is the opposite. A boundary is we're making a line between two different things. This is in. This is out. So Avram was mekayim eruv tavshilin to bring things together, and Yaakov was koveh tchumim to separate things. Apsharu kacha. Avram Avinu, his entire life was busy being machnis nefoshes tachas kanfei hashchina. What does that mean? These people, they're not part of Klal Yisrael. They're not part of the Zera Yehudi. They're not part of this Am. And lo mishaneh, Avram Avinu was going and bringing people in and trying to be makariv them. Goyim. Trying to get going to convert. Avram was proselytizing, Vimazokt. Avram Avinu was trying to get other people to be nichnas. La'arev, he's bringing everything together. He's like, you know, Yidin, Goyim, let's all start being religious. Let's all. And he was converting them. That was Avram Avinu. There really was no Ummah at the time. There was no Am Yisrael. Till Yaakov. Who is started the base Yaakov, the base Yisrael, Am Yisrael, which is a bias closed. And Yaakov said, listen, there's us and there's them. There's a boundary. Vayichan es pnei ha'ir. Here is the boundary between us and them. Leave them alone. Let them do what they're doing. That's not our business. We don't go now looking for people to become Jewish anymore. We don't do that. We don't do what Avraham Avinu did. Because Yaakov Avinu made a boundary. He made a line. Vayichan es pnei ha'ir is like, this is us. We're going to stick with our people. We're going to work internally on what's going on with our nation. Yaakov created a bias, a structure of a family. And all of our energies are going to be focused on our family. True, Klal Yisrael, even afterwards, have to be an Or La'amim Ketuv B'Pasuk. That Klal Yisrael is going to be a light unto the nations. A light unto the nations means they're going to see us and we are going to be an example. But not that we're busy out there, you know, trying to work with them. We're working internally. We're trying to work inside. That's Koveh Tchumim. That's what Yaakov Avinu was doing. He was trying to separate between Klal Yisrael and the Goyim. Miyad achrei zeh came a terrible incident. Terrible story. Which is where a Goy took one of Yaakov's children and violated her. Which is right after Yaakov Avinu made a hefresh between us and them. This is what happens. And the pasuk says, "Vateitze Dina Basleya Asher Yodel Yaakov Lirois Bevnois Haaretz." Apparently, that was Dina's mistake because she went out. Yaakov Inus Kovei Tchumim. It's like it's us and them. She went out to go see what's going on with the other women, other girls. She was apparently she had a certain nature of being Yatzonis. And Shechem laid his eyes on her. They violate her. So what was the response? Yaakov shoma kitime es dina bitoy ubanav hayu. The hechrish Yaakov didn't say anything. Ubnei Yaakov bo min hasodeh b'shamam v'yisyatzvu anoshim yichalem oid. They got very upset. Ki nevola asa b'Yisrael. There was a nevola. There was an abomination that happened in Klal Yisrael. Lishkav es bas Yaakov v'chein lo ye'asa. And so you should not do. Shalim ha'meforashim, ma kavanah? A nevola asa b'Yisrael. V'chein lo ye'aseh. What is being moisif? What is the pasuk? What are we adding here in the last words? V'chein lo ye'aseh. Hashemati pam kishite b'chur. Ani lo zocher mi amar etzeh. I remember when I was your age, I heard someone say this pshat. Choshev shemati etzeh mir Moshe Meiselman. Aval zeh b'shem ani choshev chad me'abriskers. Pshat hu kacha. If anyone ever speaks to me, you can ask him. Pshat hu kacha. Let me ask you a question. Someone gives someone something to watch, a bag full of money, and he tells him, "This is a sakit male kesef. It's a bag full of silver coins. Now it's a shata tishmor alav. I want you to watch on this bag." And the shomer didn't do his job. The bag is gone. He comes to the owner of the bag. He says, "Ani mitzter aval lo asiti kahogan," and the bag's gone. And then the baal habag tells him, "Oy vavoy, ze lo ya kesef, ze ya zahav. Lo amarti lacha, aval ya zahav. Achshav ashoimer chayiv kesef o zahav." Understand the shaila? So you got it. He comes and he tells him, "I want you to watch this bag of silver." And the shomer doesn't do a good job, and it ends up the bag's gold, not silver. It's three times the price. The shomer says, "Well, hey, you never told me it was gold. You told me it was gold. Maybe we would have watched it more carefully." Madin. As alacha ukacha. Alacha is, if the shomer just... You know, it wasn't that he was a poisheya. He didn't do extra shmira. So he watched it, but not well enough. So then, he's on the chayev kesef. He told me it's kesef. I was willing to take my chances with kesef. But if the shomer was gross negligence, it was a pshia, it was something that a person shouldn't do even if he's watching kesef. Now we can't say, "Well, I didn't know it was gold." Because even if it was silver, you shouldn't have done that. It's chayiv even on the gold. As katub bepasukacha, Yaakov's children were furious. Furious. You're talking about, they took a bas Yisrael and they did this to her? Nivola osa bi Yisrael. To take a bas Yisrael, it deserves a very, very harsh reaction. But the guy could say, "We know from Bas Yisrael. We know. I mean, we know who Dina is. You know, it was a girl on the street. You know, it wasn't." So they didn't know what they were dealing with. As katuv bepasuk, ki nevola asa biYisrael, lishko ves Bas Yisrael, v'chein lo ye'ase. V'chein lo ye'ase means that's not something you should have done with anybody. Doesn't make a difference who this girl is. So because this is not appropriate reaction, behavior in any circumstances, we are going to hold you accountable for the fact that it was a Bas Yisrael. Nivala asa bi Yisrael, lishkov es bas Yisrael, chein lo ye asa. You can't tell me, I didn't realize that she was such an important woman. I didn't realize a woman was so much yichus, someone was so precious. I thought she was stammer girl on the street. That stammer girl on the street, that's the way you behave? Vechein lo ye asa. That's pshan the pasuk. Haya sipur shamati me'aba sheli, zola zayin gezunt. Shu shama me, a rebbe shelo, Reb Soloveitchik, שהוא אמר לסבא שלו, הסבא שלו היה רב חיים בריסקר, רב חיים סלוויצ'יק, the greatest of רב חיים. There's a story about רב חיים. Now back in the day, you have to understand something. Back in the day, there was no Hamodia, the pictures in the middle over there where you get to see all the, there was no, they didn't have like, in their sukkahs pictures, so they didn't have, you know, magazines, color them kuloi, where you get all the rebbes and everything. No one knew who anyone looked like, because no one ever saw anyone. You didn't live in Brisk. You heard of Reb Chaim, but no one knew what he looked like. And honestly, Reb Chaim looks a little spacey, because he's always thinking and learning. So Reb Chaim Brisker was like, you know, he was like this. He was. Reb Chaim was a huge mind. We can't even fathom what Reb Chaim did, what he gave us, how he totally changed people's approach to learning. Anyway, Reb Chaim was on a train. Reb Chaim was on a train. Arar Kevet. He was sitting on the train, spacing out. Chas v'sholom, he wasn't spacing out, he was thinking and learning. But it looked like he was like a spacey person sitting on the train. So two young guys were sitting there, you got an old man spacing out. He said, let's gonna have some good time. So one sits on one side of Reb Chaim. The other one sits on the other side of Reb Chaim. Give him a little nudge. How you doing? Right? And, you know, he comes down to their world. Reb Chaim was, you know, busy with thinking about a Reb Chaim, but how's it going? So he says, what's your name? So he says, my name is Chaim. So they start making jokes. Chaim! Chaim the poya! Chaim the... And they start like, you know, like totally like bashing him. And he's sitting there, you know, quietly. And they're the whole time nudging him until they're on. The train pulls into the station. And there's this huge, like... a huge contingent of people that are waiting in the station. All these people, the town rav is waiting in the station, and all the people with their kids are waiting in the station. They walk outside. I was like, what's everyone doing here? He says, you don't know? You were on the train with Reb Chaim Brisker. They realize what happened. And they come to Reb Chaim. I heard this from Reb Chaim's grandson. They get down on their knees and they say, Rebbe, we didn't know. We didn't know. We thought you were just like a nobody. We never would have treated you this way. We ask you, Mechila. Said Reb Chaim. Of mein kovet, the Roshiva of Volozhin, the time Volozhin Brisk, of mein kovet bin ich Meichel sein. I'm Meichel. Aber the kovet von Stam Chaim bin ich nicht der Balabos zu Meichel sein. Which means Reb Chaim is doing a brisker vort. It's zwei dinim. He said, Sedot zwei dinim. There's one din is my covenant of me, who I've become, what I've accomplished, who I am. I'm Michael. But there's another covenant. There's a covenant of every Chaim on the planet. You wouldn't walk over to a regular Chaim and treat him that way? That's appropriate? You have to ask Mechila of every Chaim on the world. That I'm not the balabas to be Michael on. It's not my covenant. It's not the way you treat anyone, and therefore you're held responsible. That's what happens over here in this parasha. That the Bnei Yaakov says this is going to elicit a very harsh response. As Masu, Amayim Masu, Shimon VeLevi. They came b'chokhma, and they said, Vayanu b'nei Yaakov es Shechem es Chamo aviv b'mirma. B'mirma. Hashem Levi knew how to deal with these type of guys. Vedabru. Lonu chalasu is dover lo sisa choseinu isha sherloi orla. Ki cher b'ilani, you have an orla. You are what are they called? Arelim. Uncircumcised people. Zeloh lech. If you want to take a bris mila, you'll be like the rest of us. No bris, we're out of here. Every single one of you has to make a bris. So what happens? Shechem got like right into it right away, took a bris. And they came to Shar Iram. They spoke to all the people of their city and they said, listen, let's do this. And they listened. It was the third day. The third day is the most painful day. The entire city was in pain. Vayikhu shnei bnei Yaakov, Shimon v'Levi, Achedina ish charboi. Each one took a sword. Vayavo el ir betach. They came to the city. Vayaharagu kol zachar. Killed every one of them. Every single one. Now, Shalom afash. Ani mevin, I understand why we're killing over here. Why the perpetrator is chayiv to chayiv misa. Shechem was ma'an adina. Shechem was the one that violated adina. So you would say he's chayiv misa for what he did. But the entire city? Why is the entire city chayiv misa? Why'd you kill all of them? This wasn't just, they were just angry and they're venting their anger and like killing people. Shimon and Levi felt these people chayiv misa. That's ma'ap shat. That's ketuv b'Rambam. Rambam Hilchos Malachim Perek Tes Halacha Yud Dalet. Ketuv b'Rambam sheyesh achad me'ashev mitzvos b'nei Noach. You have to know something about shev mitzvos b'nei Noach, which is by the goyim, you don't keep the mitzvahs, you're dead. By us, there were like more strict mitzvahs left. They got seven mitzvahs and they have to keep them. One of them is lahokim dinim. One of them is to make to set up a court system. And if there's no court system and people are not held accountable, they're over on one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Because they didn't establish a Bezdin. Lahakim Bezdin, or Lahakim Adin. Umipnei ze. Nischaivu kol ba'alei Shechem Hariga. Sheheim ra'u v'yadu v'loi danuhu. Says the Rambam, they didn't dan him. So what were they over? The fact that they have to establish a court. As they killed all of them, Idin Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. They were over on the mitzvah. They have to establish a bezdin or court. The Ramban argues, and the Ramban says, because this that they were over was only b'shev v'al ta'aseh. They didn't do anything. They were passive. The chayv misa for being passive. So says the Ran. Says the Ran. The Ran says, if you see someone else, kol hanimna miladun es rosha have a kishutef ledvar aveiru v'keilu oiver aveiru. You see someone doing an aveira and you stand by silently. It's as if you did the aveira yourself. So all these people, they were aware of the fact that Shechem was violating Dina and they did nothing. They're all responsible as if they did it. Comes out the Fidoran, they're chayiv for the znus. They're not chayiv for the fact they didn't don him. It's as if they did the Avera. The Avera they did was they were ma'an Dina. So every one of them is held accountable for that Avera. But the Ran asks a different question. Asks the Ran, how could you say that they should have brought Shechem. They should have judged Shechem. I mean, you know, back in the day, there was a hierarchy. Shechem was the most powerful person in the entire city. Who's going to call Shechem, haul Shechem into court? It's just not happening. Can't be hauled into court. He's above the law. He was, you know, head honcho over there. There was no way they were going to be able to do anything to him. Their hands were tied. So how could you say they're held accountable because they didn't, you know... As l'chayra pshatu, let's see where it, if it says this over here. Yeah, the achrayim say when a person has nothing to do, elo malasot. These people, they taka couldn't do anything to him. They weren't going to be able to bring him to court. Aval. If you feel there's nothing you could do, if you have remorse, if you have charota, if you feel bad about the fact that this happened, then you're not held accountable. But if you're okay with it, true, there's nothing you can do anyway, but it doesn't even bother you, let him do what he wants to do, then the fact that you couldn't do anything is not going to be used as an excuse. A person who's an oinus, but he's anyway happy that it's happening, so he can't say, there's nothing I could do about it, because even if there was something to do, you weren't willing to do it. They were, fine, Shechem, Chamor, do what you want, it doesn't bother us. Therefore, they were held accountable for what happened. A person is in a situation where accidents happen, where things are beyond his control. If he feels the charata and the remorse for it, then it's not his problem. We spoke about this a little bit when it comes to Esav. Katuv, by Esav. Esav came. He is starving to death. He walks into the house. He says, Yaakov, I can't. I need food. I need food. Give me something. I'm so dead tired. I can't even lift my hands. Just pour it into my mouth. That's how tired Esav was. And Yaakov says, okay, no problem. Sell me the bechorah. I'll give you food, bread, give you lentils, I'll give you all that stuff. Sell me the bechorah. Yaakov says, Esav says, I'm going to die if I don't eat. So what's good is the bechorah going to do me? I'll sell you the bechorah. He sells him the bechorah. Yaakov gets the bechorah. Esav eats. It says in the pasuk, he ate, he drank. Got up, he left. And he was mevazeh b'chayra. He showed a zilzol, like a lack of appreciation. Why is that called a lack of appreciation? He was going to die. He was going to die of starvation, of malnutrition. He was so dead tired. That's what it says in the pasuk. Ma'apshat. As amarnu. If you look at the way the pasuk explains, it says the pasuk. V'Yaakov nosan le'Esav lechem unazid adoshim v'yochov v'yesh v'yokam v'yelach v'yivaz Esav v'zvachar. He ate, he drank, he got up and he left. Yaakov, he just sold his bechayra. Does it bother him at all? Is he remorseful about it? True, he had nothing he could do. But it says, he ate, he drank, he got up, he left, as if like nothing happened. How could you have just given up the Bechorah and have no regret? Doesn't bother you, Bechlal. That's a bizoyan of the Bechorah. Not the fact that he sold it. But the fact that he sold it, he had no choice. But his reaction to the sale. So too over here. Could be the people of Shechem had no choice. But there was no reaction. It wasn't like they felt bad. It didn't bother them. Just was. As when we tell the Gemara Mzeh, we just explained why Shimon and Levi did what they did. The entire city was Chayev Misa. Either because of Dinim or because of the fact that they were like Ki'ilu, they were part of the Aveira. But Shimon and Levi had a very clear reason that these people were Chayev Misa. What happens after they wipe out the entire city? They come to Yaakov, and Yaakov is upset. Yaakov's so upset that on his deathbed, Yaakov says to them, I'm still upset at you. Shimon v'Levi achim klei chomas mecheresayim. Yaakov Avinu was upset with them. What did they do wrong? These people are chayiv misa. Why is Yaakov so upset? What's Yaakov angry about? It's based on a Meshach Chochma Katuf. For goy is chayiv misa. Are we obligated to mete out that punishment? Are we obligated to get involved in his business? The chayiv misa. Nachon. Aval. Katuv bepasuk, whenever it speaks about misa, ubiarto haro mikir becha. You have to eradicate the evil from in your mix, in your midst. Mikir becha is from amongst you. As katuv b'meshech chochma, hachiyuv that the Klal Yisrael has to establish that we should take care of justice is only from amongst us. V'goy is chayv misa, that's his problem. That's not our issue. We don't have to get involved in what's going on by the goyim. We have to take care of ourselves. Yaakov said, look, Vayichan Yaakov es pnei ha'ir, he's kova tchumim. Tchumim is, look, we got to take care of ourselves. We don't have to be busy with them. What are you starting up with them? What are you getting involved in there? That's their problem. We get our daughter back and we're finished. You don't have to start, like, you know, taking care of justice amongst the goyim. Kodesh Baruch will deal with that. We have to take care of our own. We have to work on what's happening inside of Klal Yisrael in order to build Klal Yisrael. That was what Yaakov was mechadesh. It was a chiddush of Yaakov, because Yaakov was koveya abayis. And when we're amongst each other, Klal Yisrael is responsible. Kol Yisrael arevim ze lazeh. We're responsible for each other. Which means you see someone doing something and it's inappropriate, you are obligated, mechuyiv, to stop him. It's your responsibility. And you will be held accountable if you don't stop him. As if you did it. But that's only other members of Klal Yisrael. We take care of each other. And Beis Hashem, we help each other grow. And that way, Klal Yisrael stays strong. Have a good Shabbos, everyone.
For me, this says it's all about that they're still accountable, even.